Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. That feels like October. I don't know.
It's an October.
What's going on?
Feels like an October Monday.
I mean, just like 3 days. You wouldn't think it'd be that much, but.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's like completely screwed up on time.
Yeah, no, I definitely am.
Oh, I treated all day yesterday like Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, it was Sunday yesterday.
Yeah.
Weird.
And real Sunday just did not exist.
And then I was like,
there was not a day.
Why are the Monday shows on Sunday?
I treated all 3 days like one long day.
Dave just had a bender.
Yeah, it was just like one long day.
Were you in the part of the world where the sun never goes down or the sun never comes up?
I liked the weather. I didn't mind it at all. I'm the only one dreading the heat. So any like 65 degree day I can get, I'm down with. Hung out with Michael Kelly a little bit.
Nice.
We went out for a couple drinks over the weekend.
Good time.
Made out a little, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's to be expected.
I mean, he does know how to party.
He's a tall, handsome man. yeah, pretty quiet, though. How about you guys?
Pretty quiet.
Yep.
Yeah, I spent a trying to recover from the big trip. I went and had dinner with my friends who are moving away, which is very sad. But it was, you know, overall, it was fun.
Good. I think someone is stealing saplings from downtown St. Louis. I noticed it the other day. If you look out the window of my office that I share with Rach, they plant. Now, one thing I will give the city, and Rach and I have talked about this for years, like those planters they do and the forestry,
lovely.
They're great. They are next level. Like, they do a great job of gardening in downtown St.
All
Louis.
Right.
Not much they do great, but they do that.
Can't grow business. We can grow trees.
We can grow trees. And so right across from our office is a little park, I guess you could call it. Like, you know, just no buildings. It's not exactly a park. And they went through and planted about 20 or 30 little saplings, maybe 2 feet
guys.
Tall.
Yeah.
And then about a week ago, I noticed half of them were gone.
Half?
Yeah. And Rachel's like, nah, I think they just haven't planned those yet or something. And Steve walks in. He has the same view. He goes, have you noticed someone stealing the trees? I'm like, yes, I did notice that.
Like, you go into Steve's office and he suddenly got a bunch of new trees in his office.
Because we walked past them. I was going to the Cardinals game, right? We walked past them and I was like, oh, those will be awesome in 30 years when none of us are working downtown anymore.
Yeah.
It can take a while to grow, but you know. Got to start somewhere.
So that was a new one.
Wait, so you think somebody's like, I'm going to dig that up and sell it?
I don't know.
I mean, how much does a sapling like that cost?
Oh, probably more than you think. I mean,
really?
Not like hundreds, but...
Yeah, probably like $100 at least.
I was going to say like $13.
No, like, you know, because you can't plant trees very big, much to my chagrin. When I could build my first house... And I was still dumb enough, though. I thought I could get a 50-foot tree.
You're like, let's put a tree in there.
Yeah.
Let's get a nice big tree right there.
And I remember them trying to parcel out just how stupid I was. They're like, well, you just can't plant a tree. They said, you can, but they typically don't survive, and it costs thousands of dollars.
You got to dig a big hole.
Yeah.
And you probably need to like just dig up all the dirt around the tree, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do a dirt transplant.
Nick had a fun weekend. He's on a plane right now coming back from D.C. Went to visit his friend Ray. and went to a Nationals game and the Cardinals-Orioles game yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Camden Yard's supposed to be nice. I haven't been there, but it's supposed to be a very nice place.
Said it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unique.
Mm-hmm.
I love unique ballparks.
Me too.
I like the ones that have just different looks and things, and that one's got a little different layout with that big porch in right field.
Yeah. Which one is that? Is that Nationals?
With the, yeah. No, no, that's the one I'm talking about is Baltimore.
Okay.
And then the big warehouse in the background on the right field side is pretty cool.
Exactly. I spent way too much watching Ken Burns baseball.
Oh, yeah. Mm. How far are you in?
Fifth inning, I think, because they call it by innings.
Yeah. Right, so fifth episode. Yeah. That's a good era there.
I keep wanting to talk like this.
Yeah, yeah. Listen here, see?
Yeah.
Like he smacked that ball to the wall.
It's fascinating.
I want to watch a documentary on how Ken Burns makes these documentaries.
No, he should do one.
Because it's like, is he doing all the, does he have a team of researchers? How do they sift through everything? How do they verify everything?
He's got to have a crew, right?
I mean, but it still just seems like an insane amount of work.
Is it him and his wife? Or is it just a lady? I don't know. So there's two of them. That, like, they did the Civil War one. They did the baseball one.
Well, step one, you just have to, I think if you stop caring about how your hair looks, you're able to have time. You're able to have time to do all these other really interesting creative things.
You should do one on the DGS.
Ooh,
that would be fun.
Little Dave Glover, skinny boy with a wig fetish.
You're in a karate class, you see. Two punches a nickel.
So, decent weekend for the Cardinals.
Great weekend. Not a great day yesterday. Yesterday was just kind of one of those, meh, you know. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Yesterday was one of those days. Like, it just didn't work. You didn't hit very well against
Did you see the Athletic came out with the
quarter century team? I saw Katie's piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most of them were like, you're nodding as you go along, like, yep.
Just for the people who didn't see this, this is the best team we put together over the last 25 years. First base, no surprise, Albert Pujols. Second base, Matt Carpenter.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, he played a lot there, and he was good.
Shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Third baseman, Scott Rolen.
Yep, no brainer.
Left field, Matt Holliday.
No brainer.
Center field, Jim Edmonds.
Yep.
Right field, So Taguchi.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that was kind of an odd
one. That's the one that, like, it's not at the end of the way, but it does. It's two things at once. It's interesting because it shows you how little they've had in right field of any consistency over the last 25 years. Because he wasn't even an everyday player. You know, I think the most he ever got was like 400 at bats, which is about three quarters of the at bats.
Yeah.
So what Katie did there was. This is the guy that probably played the most in right field, and he was competent for a lot of his time, but I probably would have picked Carlos Beltran. It was short, but he was awesome when he was here. He was a really big deal.
In the rotation, they have Chris Carpenter, Adam Wainwright, Matt Morris, Michael Wacha, and Lance Lynn. Didn't remember Lynn being that good.
Oh, he was really good for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
the era I was sort of out.
Right. That's a good point. If you weren't paying attention. I mean, like he came up in 2011, and he worked mostly in the bullpen that year for La Russa and the gang, and was on the postseason team. And after that, his first full season as starter, he won 18 games.
Hmm.
And then, I mean, he was a double-digit wins guy and an innings guy all the way until he left after 2018, or was traded in 2018, one or the other.
Then they have Jason Isringhausen as the closer.
Yeah, I mean, most saves, so it's kind of hard. They've had a pretty good run of guys. Because Trevor Rosenthal was good for a little while, but Izzy had the longest, most successful run.
Mm-hmm.
And then Helsley, you know, just hasn't been very long. But
does highlight what you have said for a long time now, Wheels, and watching the Ken Burns documentary really brings it home. There are teams out there that have sucked for decades.
Yes.
Decades.
Yes.
And most have sucked for a decade here and there.
Yeah, most of them, you're bad for a decade and maybe good for a few years, and then you're bad again. Like, that's probably a more typical pattern.
We have been spoiled.
And then there are teams that are kind of middling for a long time.
So I hope we understand the downturn in the tickets. Because you have places that sell out all the time, even though they don't have a great run of success. You know, just different ballparks, different teams, Cubs, you know. And then you have teams that have been great, teams that have been terrible. Cardinals have been, top five?
Oh, always top 10, a lot of times top 5.
Yeah, I mean, just like overall in their career, like you'd put the Cardinals definitely in the top 10 of ball clubs, top 5 probably. And I don't know. Maybe it's just because I am so in that I have trouble with people who are not. Not trouble, but just...
No, I get what you mean. It's harder to see.
Yeah. It seems like you could go to a Cardinals game, even when they're not good, and have a hell of a great time because of the Cardinal history, because of the ballpark, because of the skyline. You know, there are more reasons to go see the Cardinals, to me, live, than there are based on the standings of any given season.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, but the people that are staying away are the people who are the ones that expect winning. Like, contention, not just being a winning team.
So it's not mental algebra. Does that mean those are the people you're depending on every year to make your $3 million?
Pretty close to it. I mean, like, so when you think about, I don't think the people that, and I don't think you're losing the people that make a couple of trips a year in or a trip a year in. I think the people you're losing are the regulars,
yeah.
Are the ones that live in town that would go to 10 or 15 games, but they're only going to 5 now,
yeah.
Because they don't feel like it's worth their money to spend it on a team that's not what they expect. Because that's what it is. It's about the level of expectation. This team has been really good and has been a contender for 25 years. There are people that are not buying these tickets that don't know any different. They've never lived in a time where the Cardinals weren't a contender. So now you have a couple years where you're not.
Yeah.
And they're just pissed off because it doesn't meet their expectation.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming them for that. I understand it. I don't think it makes a lot of sense because to me, you should enjoy baseball. I go to baseball games. I don't care what the record of the teams are. I couldn't care less. I just like going to a game. But I understand that, you know, look, the Cardinals benefit from that too. You know, there's an upside and a downside to having all of that success. The upside is people jump on board. The downside is when you don't live up to expectations, there are going to be people that are going to hold you to those expectations.
Yeah.
So it's been more benefit than detriment for the team for the last 2 decades.
Yeah. So I think it was Saturday and Sunday. I know there were 2 days in there where I didn't move much, didn't leave the house, didn't wash up, brush my teeth. Because Nick was out of town. Phoebe was out of town. You judge me?
No.
No.
Nope.
Why would anybody care?
Okay, I haven't washed since Friday.
Well, I mean, we can't tell.
Yeah, if I don't smell it, I don't care.
If you haven't done anything, you got nothing to wash off.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Friday's cologne still smells good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's right.
Now, if you were out running around, you know, that's not great.
Yeah.
But then again, I think somebody would tell you. Yeah, probably got three somebodies in the room that would tell you.
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah.
Yeah, I would tell you.
I would hope you'd tell me, too. Like, Wheeler, you smell.
Please, if I ever smell bad, please tell me immediately.
Sometimes you can't tell when you smell because you're used to whatever it is that you're smelling.
That's a good point.
But there are times where you smell yourself and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's happened to me a few. And I'm like, oh.
I got up on Sunday.
I sure hope no one else smells this.
I got up on Sunday and the clothes from Saturday were on the floor next to my bed. And I'm like, why wouldn't I?
Throw them back on.
Why not?
Yeah.
Who
no
cares?
Worries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are all these fancy pants washing every day?
Precisely.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. I laugh every time we play Kiss because I think of when Phoebe was about 4 or 5 years old and my band played a gig and she came out and the next day she goes, you know my favorite song you play? The one that says, I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Very Very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
You gotta go to work.
I mean, you can't do it all day.
You gotta have a job.
Gotta go to work, you know, gotta go grocery shopping.
So all the night and then just part of the day.
Just part of everything.
Yeah.
You had a cool thing, a baseball is life quote.
Yeah, this is interesting. I didn't plan it. I'm just scrolling through Twitter during the break and I saw what I think actually makes a hell of a lot of sense. And it's from an analytics guy. And actually, it's an analytics guy that I follow who just retweeted someone else. But the quote was, baseball is like this intersection of life and math where you can predict anything except the moments that change everything.
It's kind of perfect.
And I think it's pretty easily, as I was thinking through, I'm like, you know, it's very sensible because you can predict the routine.
Yeah.
We can predict normal average events and normal average behavior.
Yep.
But not everything and not every day and not every person is normal average whatever on a given time.
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I like that.
I like that.
Because we can kind of forecast how people are going to react to certain news in the world, right? How are we going to react? How's the stock market going to react? But you can't always predict the thing that sets those things off.
Meeting the right person, meeting the wrong person.
Exactly right.
Winning the lottery, going bankrupt.
So they meant it as a baseball thing. I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I don't know who said it, by the way. I don't know who to give credit
to. Take credit for it.
Just some dude on Twitter with the name JT.
Yeah. Your new haircut could not make you look more like your name should be Biff Stew.
It's pretty flat today, isn't
it? It's kind of scary, almost.
It wasn't intended to be, but when it's short, it kind of looks like a flat top.
It's intended. Yeah.
In a long stretch of high and tights, this is the highest and tightest it has ever been.
Yeah, well, I mean, I always keep it pretty high and tight on the sides. Like, that's normal. But, like, when it's short, it definitely...
It's weird that a hairstyle could be intimidating, but it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's... When I was a kid, you must have seen this, Dave. You were probably a little too old for people to be doing it, because you're what? Is it 7 years past me?
Yeah, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
It's not important.
No, but I mean, you would have been too old. Like, this was like 10 and 12-year-olds doing this stuff, so you'd have been past that. But when Rocky IV came out, so many kids got the Ivan Drago, like, flat top. And I never did, because I couldn't. I had poof. But this kind of is that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That was my high school years, and I was still hanging out with my nerd group, who I could beat them in everything. And we were boxing, and I was just a terror because I was fighting nerds. And it's funny how much of my young life, my confidence was based on having friends that I could outdo. Because, as I've said very openly, I was a tweener. I was on the edge of popular, but I decided rather than fighting that fight, just to be king of the unpopular, right? And, like, athletically, I was pretty good, and these guys weren't, and so I thought I could be, like, just a championship boxer.
He's like, I'm Pele.
Yeah.
I'm Muhammad Ali.
Yes, and yes.
I had a little of that.
And then you find out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you find out.
I had a good bit of that in my head as a high school player, and then I got to college, and I was like, oh, dang, everyone's better than me on this team.
Did you do that much, Rach?
What do you mean?
Like, hang out with, I hate to, it's so offensive, but I mean, like, hang out with lessers so that you could feel greater?
We didn't have that many kids in my school, so you kind of just hung out with who was in your class.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just, like, period. There were 13 kids in my graduating class, so there weren't a lot of, like, cliques to bounce back and forth from.
Same for me in grade school. We had 22 kids in the class. It was, like, 11 boys. I mean, it's it. That's all you got.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a choice in it. And high school was not that far off of that. For us, because it was just a guy's school and it was relatively small. And I felt like most people just kind of mixed and mingled. Like everybody was into something with one of the other kids. So there could be smarter kids that were nerdier, but they were also playing sports. And some of the sports guys were smart.
Try as I might, I couldn't find a lesser. I worked at it.
Jeez.
I'd find a new group and I'd be like, yes, finally. And then I'd be like, oh, well, that guy's really good at math or whatever.
It is interesting how that works, though, right? Like, what plays as being, quote, the cool crowd when you're 14, 15, 16 is not necessarily what plays when you're a grown person.
Well,
Other than looks. Looks always win.
I remember when I was about the 2-year mark in radio, thinking I was God's gift, because that's about the time you do.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I had a rude awakening to the way things really work. And I remember thinking that if you are a big deal in St. Louis, Dave, no one knows you in Chicago.
Right.
And if you were the biggest deal in Chicago, people in New York think that you're nothing.
Right.
And that's how it was growing up, is that in South Roxana, we had our own little group. And I was about in the 75th percentile. Not bad. And then you go to junior high and your entire group is relegated to the dustbin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, you're from South Roxana? Didn't realize that. Sorry, you're beneath me. And then they just keep on going.
Wow.
Yeah. And at 12, you just accept it. Like I did. I'm just like, oh.
That's how it is.
My bad.
Is there a
Sorry
meaner,
to bother you, sir.
Is there a meaner group of human beings than like a middle school child?
Not
I
really.
I just kind of feel like we keep repeating it. Like, I have a feeling if I moved into, like, a swingers villages somewhere.
Dave's like, I'm going to Orlando.
Right? Nice. Then it would just be the same thing again.
Yeah. It'd Gossips be like, and clicks. And
this is Kevin. This is Larry. This is Wiener King. This is, you know, and you'd just be like, oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. But I would tend to agree that, like, the meanest people, like, when you're going through the age groups, is the person that's just no longer the new kid. Sophomores are the meanest kids in high school.
Good take.
Because they're going to take it out on the freshmen because they were the little ones.
So the
ones.
People have been living at the villages for a year now.
Right. They're the mean ones.
Yeah.
The ones that have been around for a decade, they're chill.
Yeah.
They're just hanging out. Like the seniors are always the cool ones in high school. They're always the chill ones. They're looking out for the freshies. And then the sophomores want to beat the crap out of the freshmen.
And the villages realize their next step is death. they're graduating to the grave. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 134. Pretty nice day out there.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is it's going to get hot for the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's all I know.
You're allowed to look at your apps, huh? Thought Dave Murray would send you your own
Dave
information.
Dave doesn't have to know everything I do.
Yeah, we don't have to tell Dave.
He's not
to
boss me right
all
now.
The time. You don't got to tell Dave.
You never know if he's listening.
Well, he don't know. It won't hurt him.
So, Rach, you can't take a compliment?
Oh, man. So, I'm wearing my glasses today. If you're watching the stream, maybe you've already noticed this. I was in the kitchen getting some water, and Beth...
I think I heard this.
Okay.
Beth was like... I can't wait to hear it.
She's like, you're wearing glasses. I don't think I've ever seen you wear glasses. They look so nice. And me, being me, can't just be like, oh, thank you so much. I have to be like, yeah, something's wrong with my eye.
Yeah.
It's
I heard
irritated.
This. I heard this.
I usually wear contacts. I just can't get them in. And later I'm just like, what's wrong with you? Just to be like,
Beth
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
thanks.
Beth was like, oh, my God, you look so beautiful in those glasses. And Rachel's like, oh, I've got this oily discharge coming out of my eye.
On Friday, I said that I really like when you wear glasses, and you said everybody hates them. Yeah, everybody hates them. And I was like, oh, okay.
I do that, but it's worse than you.
Okay.
Because I think when I do it, I'm just not so subtly digging for an even bigger compliment.
Are you sure that's all that's there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I get what
why,
you mean.
Why do I love that?
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I'm like, well, I have to tell her why I'm wearing the glasses. I'm not choosing to wear them. It's just my eyes all messed up.
I did it just the other night. Rick Bayless, my old boss,
oh, Rick.
Was mm-hmm. in John Beck's thing. And I haven't seen him in 5-6 years. And I was wearing a good shirt. It made my arms look bigger than they are.
Ooh, yeah,
and
the gun's out.
And he goes, Dave, looking, this is a great Rick Bayless imitation, by the way.
It really is.
Looking good, you're meaty. And rather than going, thanks, I go like, oh, gosh, what? I don't know why, because I never work out anymore. Which, of course, led him to go, well, whatever you're doing, you just keep it up.
And you're like, is there more?
You're like, holding up.
Is there another drop?
Somehow I have this body without ever stepping foot in the gym.
It is.
You're like kicking
something.
Up your feet. Like, there's nothing about like the shoes or anything, right?
Oh, man.
That's great. I feel like I turn everything into a joke.
Mm.
It's hard to take a compliment. It's hard to take an earnest compliment and receive it and be like, because you don't know what to say, right? Because
yeah.
You don't want to say, like, I guess you just say, like, thanks, but you also don't want to make it look like, oh, yeah, I know.
You don't want to sound, like, dismissive, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be dismissive, but you also don't want to sound, like, arrogant about it. You don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I know.
Thank you, thank you.
I know, I look good.
And
I
was thinking the same complimenting thing. Rachel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well played.
Here's that attention you ordered.
Well played.
I set this whole thing up with Beth earlier today.
It's a great setup. I'm going to put it on the rundown. So you and Dave are the same then.
She's just at a higher level.
No, I actually felt
She put it on the show sheet.
Yeah, I'm like, don't ask me about this. No, it's too embarrassing.
Don't make me tell this story.
Dave's going to start standing sideways so people on camera can see how skinny he is.
No, I'm not even good at fishing for compliments.
Seriously, give me any gap. I will squeeze through it.
No, Jim's saying that I should get corrective laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
I would love to do that, but I am just too freaked out. I would be so scared that I would be like the 0.001% of those surgeries that goes bad. And then, you know, and then I've heard you also have to keep maintaining it throughout your life. It's not like one LASIK surgery and done. Mm. Like you have to keep doing it.
I think it can be. I think it all just depends on like your eyes. But I have a friend who had it once and it took and he's not had. That was almost 15 years ago and he still has. Now, then again, he's got a lot of life to live, so.
My thing is...
You're suggesting she doesn't?
You, on the other hand.
You're like one foot in the grave.
But my friend has so much to live for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My friend, he really just, you know, he's got, you know...
People don't pity him the way they pity you.
I mean, for you, when you're done, you're done. But my friend Larry, God.
He's going to go forever.
He's a go-getter. He squeezes every little bit out of life.
I felt bad, though, because I was like, yeah, my eye is real screwed up. And Beth was just like, okay, well, they look nice. Like, let me get away from this person.
That's great.
I've done that. I've done it to the point that you gross someone out.
Yeah. And it's like, why am I telling her she doesn't want to hear about that? Like, especially no one wants to hear about your leaky eye. Yeah.
Your eye looks like completely back to normal today, where it did look a little infected on Friday, but like it looks normal today. So you're like, look at this.
She's, and she's never like, taking those glasses off.
Looks fine.
When we come back from break, I'm going to have mine on.
Dave's going to be wearing my glasses, and I'm going to be, like, excommunicated from the studio.
What? Oh, I don't look good in these glasses. No.
No,
I don't know why I would. I don't do anything for my eyes. You know the new thing I'm afraid of that'll probably never happen to me is I saw a couple TikToks of people getting MRIs in their head, which wouldn't have been great to begin with, but then evidently they put this mesh over your face that is very pliable until it's not. It like hardens. I don't know the mechanism for it, but it hardens and it's like steel and it's like bolted or screwed down. So you literally can't move your head.
Ew.
I know. Which the whole MRI thing, like loud, okay. I'm sure it's off-putting. I wouldn't care that much. Scary, okay. But it's the whole like not being able to move. Especially your head.
Mm.
That freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have the head locked into place thing, but I've done it. I fell asleep.
You fell asleep in the MRI machine?
I did.
How long were you in there for?
I don't remember, but it wasn't very long. It wasn't super long. Maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that.
A few days,
I was
few
tired,
hours.
Man.
Who knows?
They made me get there at like 6:30. I was exhausted. And this was when I worked overnight, so I was like, you know, I was tired.
I don't even have words.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do? It's time to sleep. You sleep.
And
have you guys fallen asleep at the dentist?
No.
No, because your mouth is open.
These two don't even fall asleep in their beds. What do you mean, did you fall asleep at the dentist?
I fell asleep on the dentist a couple times.
Did you fall asleep in the Torment Nexus? Oh, you couldn't sleep there? Oh, I could.
Make me do things in the morning, man. I'm going to fall asleep.
Man, I've been so lucky. I've never had to do like an MRI or ever been put to sleep for anything. Luckily, too, because that really freaks me out. I would be extremely scared.
Yeah, I just had the colonoscopy. We were only out like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
See, I'm afraid I would be one of those people that wakes up during the middle of surgery and like you can't tell, like... You can't move, you can't speak, and you feel everything.
Right. I guess you don't know.
You don't know until it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's super rare, though, right?
Wasn't scared of that before, but now I am. Add that to list of things I didn't know could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Brian had the cage around his head.
Yeah.
Yay.
Hey, it's National Redhead Day.
Oh, good.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Wheels.
We get a whole day. Is this the day that people are supposed to pick on us or the day we're supposed to get a break?
Oh, for the love of God.
He's persecuted.
He what? What a martyr.
What?
Yeah. Hey, you celebrated by getting all yours cut off.
Yeah.
He's falling asleep in MRI machines. Oh, this is the day? This is the day when we take all the crap?
Well, I don't know if it's a good day or a bad day. Like, I don't care. Nobody gave me crap for being a redhead most of my life. I didn't get much of that.
So now you're complaining about things that never happened to you.
No, I'm just saying, like, which is it? Should I expect people picking on me today, or should I expect people being nice today?
It's a day to appreciate the beauty of red hair and embrace all.
Because there's already a kick a ginger day. That exists.
Well, we need more of those.
It's every day but today.
Watch it, you might lose a foot.
We'll
kick him while he's asleep in a enclosed, terrifying space.
When my head's pinned down. That's actually a good time to do that.
Wait till somebody's doing intense dental work on him when he's fast asleep like a baby. It puts me out like people drilling into my bones.
Do you see the cheese wheel race in Great Britain over the weekend?
No.
I'm sure you've seen it before.
Yeah.
There's a 500-foot hill.
Yep.
And it's very, very steep.
Oh, my God.
And they throw this wheel of cheese.
Yes.
And then everyone has to catch it.
Okay.
And people are literally
they're just flipping and
tumbling and falling.
I'm surprised nobody dies. The way they fall, they bounce. That I haven't seen it. Did something special happen this weekend? Like somebody win it or?
The lady that won it said she doesn't like cheese. So that was the only story that came out of it.
Mm. That was her secret. She was able to keep her head clear.
Yeah,
she
wasn't, exactly.
No distractions.
Yeah. Right. It's called detachment.
Yes.
And it's very healthy.
Whoever cares the least wins in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I could really take or leave this wheel of cheese.
But you don't feel any pressure, so you just kind of go down there.
The wheel of cheese was coming to her.
Here for the broken bones.
Is it one of those things where like the tortoise and the hare, like if you go a little slower, maybe you'll win because you won't break your head?
Yeah, basically.
Because I've seen the videos of them like...
It looks hard to not break your head, though.
I mean, they're just bouncing and flying, and it's crazy.
Also, in a similar athletic event, you know that it takes weeks and weeks and sometimes months to climb Mount Everest because you have to acclimatize and you have to go to base camp and then you have to go up to 23,000 feet and come back down. Now these guys have taken xenon gas and climbed it in 3 days. And the climbing community is all up in arms about it because they're not purists. They're not doing it the right way. But other people are saying like, oh, now that we know that this is possible. So xenon gas, as I take it, changes your molecular structure so that you can get by on less oxygen. Sometimes they give it to people going into surgeries for different kinds of things if they're going to be low on oxygen. So now you can just take a shot of this stuff and there you go.
Hmm.
Man. Well, I mean, think about it, though. Think about the things that people are climbing with now that didn't exist originally. Are they cheating?
Very true.
Are you cheating when you're using preset
supplemental
ropes?
Oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got oxygen tanks stored up. Are you cheating by doing that? Because do you remember the movie Everest?
I do.
There was the one guy. He was European, but he was like, I'm not using an oxygen tank. I'm doing it the old school way.
Which he did.
Yep. And he made it.
Yeah. And then he had to go back up and try to save everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the others didn't go so well.
That's right. No pain. Welcome back, guys.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
EGS 149. It's a ways off, but we are out today at 4:30 on the dot because the pregame starts at 4:35, game at 5:35. Same thing for tomorrow. We don't have a Cardinals day off for a couple weeks. This is crap.
He's like, we gotta work.
Did they think about us at all when they set their schedule?
I know.
You know, probably not.
Doesn't seem like it.
No, probably not.
Jerks. One more reason to not like Mr. DeWitt.
Well,
he's
in
owed
fairness,
me $20.
They
for
don't
10
make
years.
The schedule. They don't get to choose.
Who does
they
make does? The schedule?
Not Major League Baseball. Just does it. And I
probably
mean,
all AI.
It's definitely done by you know by computer and then adjusted you know for various things.
Imagine before it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
like human beings had to sit down and go like, oh, they can't play Washington on that weekend.
Yeah. Oh, we can't make that team play the night before in California and the next morning in New York.
Yeah.
The logistics are crazy. Like it is. Figuring out the travel for 30 teams, right?
30. Well, they don't. Yeah. Each team handles travel and all of it themselves, but they do like the scheduling does have to account for. When are you going to the West Coast if you're on the East Coast? And how, you know, is there, you try to put off days for longer trips if you can between them.
I'm surprised they don't take more than 185 days to play 162 games.
Yeah, they don't have them. You can't start sooner. The weather sucks. And you can't go later because the weather sucks.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. And then, of course, I mean, like, if you go earlier, you're dealing with other sports in conflict. And if you go later, you're dealing with football taking away all
Do
your.
Do they still play doubleheaders without having to?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't schedule
I felt
them.
Like it had gone away.
Yeah, they don't schedule them on purpose. Like, you won't open a schedule at the beginning of the year and go, oh, look, doubleheader that day.
Yeah.
Just mostly because it's bad. Like, it doesn't do well for attendance or ticket sales.
Yeah.
And players hate them. Mm. I mean, like, it just pretty much everybody involved kind of hates it. Yeah. And fans don't seem to enjoy them very much. Like, how many people are going to be like, all right, 1 p.m. until 10 p.m., I'm locked into baseball. Like, you know, nobody's a big fan.
Yeah. On the special, they talked about the importance of radio to Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
and they were talking about how the very first broadcast, they had a guy at the game who was on the phone, I guess, with another guy at the radio station who is not a broadcaster. And the guy who is not a broadcaster would just scream to the crowd, he's on second base. And they literally had thousands of people there every time to just like listen to the guy yell. Crazy, right?
That's nuts.
Thousands and thousands of people just jam packing city streets. Just nuts. They would have had like an 80 share in radio.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they didn't want to do it. The ownership said, why would we do that? Why would we give something for free that we're charging people to do? And then they learned what KMOX and the Cardinals learned, which is the more you're on the radio, the more fans you have, the more fans you have, the more people come to games and make pilgrimages. And
yeah, you got to grow the business.
Yeah, without KMOX, you don't have the Cardinals and vice versa.
It's like saying, why would I advertise?
Right.
Basically, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty. Like, it's one of the greatest things about the model of pro and college sports, right? You're being paid to advertise your product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your bigger part of your product now is your TV product as opposed to your in-person.
Mm-hmm.
A much bigger portion of the revenue comes from the TV than ticket sales. But still, I mean, if you don't do that, if you don't get the word out, then nobody's going to know.
So, Andrew, you were in a wheelchair at Disney?
No, my wife was in a wheelchair at Disney.
Okay. The way you said it, I wasn't sure.
No, and I so she has her chronic issues that long stretches of standing and walking can be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So we brought the wheelchair along, and we were feeling kind of guilty because she's not, like, paralyzed or anything like that, but she did need it for getting around. But it turns out if you're in a wheelchair, you just skip, like, every line.
Really?
Yeah, they just pretty much take you, like, straight up to the
do
front.
Do they do it themselves? Like, you come with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, okay, so... What they'll usually have you do is like go in the outdoor and like walk up the exit way.
How many people can you take with you?
Our whole group.
Wow.
Which at one point.
Anyone ever get salty at
you? One point was like 9 people. No, I don't think so because we weren't really taking it away from anybody else. I wouldn't have been surprised if some people were a little annoyed because some of those lines can be like hour and a half, 2 hours long.
Did you ever have to wait in the line?
I think the longest we waited in any line was like 40 minutes.
What do you think of this? I know a family who have no disabilities, but they all got scooters when they went to a park. This has been a long time ago, but every one of them was on a scooter.
Not crazy about it, but they do rent them. You know what I mean? Like, you can rent them from the park for, I think it's like $100 a day or something like that, the scooters are.
Do they get to cut too?
Yes.
Worth it.
Maybe. Down to
the biz. Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.